Would it be fair to call these lawyer luncheons?
Yeah, basically they were. Yeah. And I took after Tom Cavanaugh and Otis Smith, but mostly I mentioned Tom Cavanaugh, the then Chief Justice. Because the Michigan the Constitutional Revision of 1963 had just been made and come into effect. Mm-hmm. It was the first election to the Michigan Supreme Court under the Constitution of 1963. Mm-hmm. And what that Constitution did that the previous Constitution did not do was it permitted an incumbent justice of the Michigan Supreme Court to nominate himself or herself by an affidavit. And I said in one of my speeches during that campaign, this was the first chance that any Michigan Supreme Court justice has ever had to stand tall in the dignity and nobility of his judicial robes and say, I'm not the Democratic candidate, I'm not the Republican candidate, an incumbent justice of the Michigan Supreme Court running for re-election on my own record of impartial, nonpartisan public service. I seek the support of men of good conscience in both political parties, not because I'm philosophically identified with them, nor because I have favored their interests, but precisely because I have favored no man and feared none. We didn't hear that from the Chief Justice, did we? He filed his affidavit of candidacy, as did his running mate. And then they went to the state convention of the Democratic Party and proceeded to add its partisan nomination to their own. Sure, it was politically smart. A candidate for public office likes to have all the endorsement and all the support he can get. I'll buy that. But if this was the only reason why they went to the Democratic convention, why didn't they come to the Republican convention too? George Romney walks in Labor Day parades. Why couldn't Thomas Cavanaugh, if he's a nonpartisan candidate for a nonpartisan office, come and talk to a Republican caucus and ask for support? You know, people laugh when I suggest that the incumbent justices should have come to the Republican convention. They do, they laugh. They give me the elbow and say, oh, come on now, who are you trying to kid? Republicans know that Kavanaugh is a Democrat, and he knows that they know it. He wouldn't have gotten to first base. That laughter worries me. The fact that people laugh at such a suggestion proves to me how deep-seated is the public's cynicism about the myth of nonpartisanship on our high court. The plain truth of the matter is that there's nothing strange about the idea whatsoever. The facts are that it's being done all the time here in Wayne County. I can cite you example after example in Wayne County of judges who were once active Republicans and who enjoy the support of the Democratic Party in nonpartisan judicial elections. I can cite you example after example of former Democratic office holders who are enthusiastically endorsed by Wayne County Republican organizations in nonpartisan judicial and went on from there. But anyway, so...
Did that get any newspaper attention?
Damn little.
Practically none.
I thought it was a great campaign. You know, it was, and I started off, I talked about how I'd run for office in Detroit, and it was always a popularity contest, and we sent out postcards to our friends and did these other things. And I said, I'm going to do something unusual for me and for all of us who have been active in Wayne County nonpartisan judicial politics. And I said, I'm going to talk about the issues. And there are issues. And then I started off. And that was one of my biggest issues, was the fact that here were the Democratic candidates, the incumbents who had the right to nominate themselves, who had gone only to one party and asked for that nomination and ignored the other party. And I guess I told this. talking about nonpartisanship and the public conception of nonpartisanship and they tell the story of the man who lost his first wife and then after a while he remarried. He lived with his second wife a number of years and then she too passed away. And he buried her a little distance away from the first wife in the same cemetery plot. And when the man himself died, they found this instruction in his will. bury me exactly between my two beloved wives, but tilt me a little towards Tilly. And he said, a lot of people have the same foolish idea about judges. They want them placed squarely in the middle, but tilted a little one way or the other. So then I went on to say, I don't like the present system of nominating Supreme Court justice, because I don't believe there should be such things as nonpartisan Republicans and nonpartisan Democrats. It's a contradiction in terms. And so, nevertheless, I have a Republican Party's nomination for the Supreme Court. And this is where I told him that I had told the delegates, the Fiorello LaGuardia story, my only qualification for their partisan nomination is my nonpartisanship. And so on. Anyway.
Now that we're, excuse me.
Go ahead.